This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 2180. Do Americans expect you to be fluent in English?
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, we answer a listener question. When you move to the U.S., do local people expect perfect fluency? Find out today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, what's going on? How are you today? What's shaking?
I am good. How are you?
Oh, I'm feeling good. We've been getting a lot of listener emails lately. We have a few super listeners out there who have listened to all of our episodes, and it's just incredible. It's been very heartwarming lately to hear from our listeners by email. Don't you think?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. You sent one. Was it yesterday? Yes. And it was just beautiful. And it really does mean a lot to us. So guys, just know that we see your emails, we see your reviews, and we're really touched and thankful for you.
Yeah. Leave our show a review, guys. Let us know what you think. If you've listened to many episodes, tell us your opinion. And we absolutely love to hear from you. All right, Michelle, today we're getting into an episode topic. Do you have a question to open the topic today?
I do. So, Lindsay, you've learned a lot of languages, I just want to know, what kind of pressure do you feel to be fluent in a new language?
Yeah, I mean, I think my scenario is different as a native speaker of English, going out and learning different languages. Yeah. My angle on these languages is enrichment. And it's kind of as a hobbyist, right? So I recognize there's privilege just in that. So I would first say that, right? Mm-hmm. So I haven't really felt pressure to be fluent. Although I would say when I went to South America, this is a long time ago, 2008, I set myself a goal of a year of backpacking in South America. I wanted to come back fluent in Spanish so that I could then work in Spanish. I wanted to work with immigrant communities in New York. And I did actually, I got an internship after that. So I did have some personal goals. I don't like incomplete loops. Incomplete loops. If there's a loop in my head, something I say I'm going to do, I have to do it. And so I ended up putting myself in situations in Argentina and Guatemala where I had to speak, and I did basically achieve conversational fluency. Maybe not, C2 level fluency perfect, but enough to really feel confident, do a presentation, that kind of thing. So yeah.
Personal pressure,
Michelle, but not systemic pressure, not pressure of a society or of a job opportunity, that kind of thing.
Right. Yeah. Right. Interesting. So that's what our question today is about. This question is from Leo Hamawaki. And Lindsay, would you like to read it for us?
Yeah. So Leo is from Brazil. He says, I'm from Brazil. Here in our English courses, we have a lot of pressure to be fluent.
Does the pressure exist when we arrive in America, or do Americans require this fluency? Thank you. Oh, it's a good question.
Yes, this is a meaty one that we could really get into. So thank you for this question. I mean, right off the bat, Lindsay, what do you think? Do you think Americans want people to be fluent?
No, I think that people want people to be earnest in working hard. Like hard work is such a fabric of our society. You know, so many of our innovations in the last 100 years, if you look back, have come from immigrants, people who have immigrated to the States and created companies because they're coming with such motivation, so much innovation, so motivation and needing to make a needing to succeed leads to innovation. So I think what people want here is they want people to work hard, invent something, create something, add value to society. That's what it is. What do you think, Michelle?
I totally agree. I think just showing that you are interested in learning, putting in effort, I think that is everything. I don't think that most people are looking for someone to be completely fluent.
No.
So of course, this can depend on the context, but guys, if you want to listen to an episode about getting your English better, to be better, listen to episode 2171 was Take Your English Up a Notch with this episode.
Yeah. So I do think people are very tolerant, especially the more you get to know them. They're going to love you for you. They want to know you for you. So beyond just the fact that they want you to work hard and go out and create and add to the community, they also just want to know you. And once they know you as a person, it's like once you know someone personally, it's we don't push them away or put them in a box, right, Michelle? So there's something to that, that human connection that we want to find beyond language.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. And I also think it depends on the context on this of this personal pressure you put on yourself. I mean, work or school, you may have to achieve a certain level of proficiency. Yeah. And so in that sense, there is that pressure. If there are certain benchmarks that you need to complete.
Yeah.
But social, I think it goes back to what Lindsay was saying, is showing that you're trying, people getting to know you, things like that. Or day-to-day life, going to the store, going to all of these things. I think if you show that you're trying, I would hope that most people don't have this feeling like, oh, others have to be fluent.
Oh, 100%. I think it also depends on, we can make choices as to where we go, where we live in the States, you know, living in a place where we do hear more accents. I find that very enriching. And, you know, a place like New York, it's just so international, Michelle. And so, and I think people love accents. I think they love to hear that international accents. It's kind of fun. It gives you personality in a way. You know?
I think so too. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, if I have a student come to me and say, oh, I don't want to have my accent. Well, let's talk about that. I think what is more important is to focus on being understood, but the accents, that's such a special thing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, all right. What else do we need to know to answer our question for our listener today? What else can we say?
Well, let's talk about what does it mean to be fluent? I mean, the definition from Cambridge is, it says, able to speak a language easily and well, spoken easily and without many pauses. So, but I think that fluent can be different depending on the context as well. I mean, Lindsay, the question is, do you think you can make mistakes and still be fluent?
Oh, 100%. I mean, I would say we are fluent in English and we make mistakes, right?
Right.
And so 100%, you guys know, our listeners know that our philosophy is connection, not perfection, right? So maybe another podcast, maybe a linguist would answer this question a little differently, or a grammarian. So it kind of depends on your angle on life and language. What is your goal? Is your goal to be perfect and to be a grammarian and write dictionaries? Then maybe you do. Maybe fluency is different than if you want to just build a life, have friends, be happy, have a job and connect, right?
Right. I don't think that you have to speak perfect English to be fluent at all. I think it's more about being able to express your ideas, having a sort of, having a little bit of a confidence behind the way you speak, I think is also a sign of fluency. But in general, I don't think Americans require this kind of fluency. I think most people are understanding. However, Lindsay, we can't, yeah. You touched on this a little bit. Mm-hmm. You may encounter, I hope not, people who could get frustrated or feel like everyone should know English. And to me, that's very upsetting when those things happen. But that's not to scare you. But I also don't want to pretend that those kinds of people don't exist.
No, I do think that right now, sadly, there's a movement and uprising of people of sort of a sense of protectionism, especially in certain political parties, protectionism of certain slabs of society, like chunks of society feeling like left behind in a way, right? Mm-hmm. And so they're getting angry. And there is something to, if you follow politics, you should follow this because it's kind of scary what we're mm-hmm. seeing happen in our society right now. And so that can't be denied. I agree, Michelle. We have to acknowledge that. But even within a city, let's say Denver, if you're coming to Denver, if you're moving to Denver, you can decide what neighborhood to live in, who to be around. So you would face less of that kind of anger that's seeming to crop up and show up in places. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whenever we talk with you all, our listeners and our students, you tell us that one of your biggest challenges is not having an opportunity to get corrections on your pronunciation. It's not always possible or practical to hire a live tutor and take the time to meet. So it's great if you can use technology to fill in the gaps before your next live lesson. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. Rosetta Stone users love the speech recognition feature. As you practice speaking, Rosetta Stone uses advanced voice recognition technology to match your audio to audio from native speakers and then give you feedback on how well you're pronouncing words so you can really hone your pronunciation. And it's amazing that you can do all of this on your own time in a flexible way, in the app or on desktop, online or offline. You can even take it with you as you go for a walk. A simple 10-minute session each day can get you closer to your goal, step by step. And right now, we have a special lifetime access deal arranged just for the All Ears English audience. But I recommend you take action now. For a limited time, All Ears English listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/AEE. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/AEE today.
Okay, Michelle, what's next?
Okay, so should you put the pressure on? That's the question. Should you put that pressure on yourself? So I don't think so. I think even if work requires it, the thing is pressure is not going to help you. You got to motivate yourself. And I think that those two things are a little bit different. What do you think, Lindsay?
I think it could be the same thing, just it's a personal thing. Pressure and motivation. Like for me, when I went to South America, I said, I have a year and then I'm going to go get a job in New York. It would be a really great professional asset to have Spanish. So that was pressure and motivation.
Yes. This goes back to what is it? Internal and external motivation. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. But you guys, you know, motivate yourselves by having fun and making small, measurable goals. And again, thinking about why do you need to achieve a certain level? Is it for work? What is it for? But today, I also thought we could talk about how to ask someone if you need to have a certain level of English for something.
Okay.
So let's just go over a few different things that you could say to give you guys a little something to walk away with here that you could practice.
All right, here we go. So here's something we could say. So guys, write this one down. Is there a certain level of proficiency I need to achieve for, you know, this position, this job, this university, like to matriculate at this university, for example, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Or you could say, are there any tests I'm required to pass to show my proficiency?
Mm-hmm. Or do I need to fulfill any specific requirements as far as my English goes. These are wordy questions, but they're good. They're important, right? We need to know about this. Yeah.
I could see somebody maybe, you could even have these in an email, right? Maybe you are making phone calls to different schools. You're speaking, you're considering coming to school here and you want to find out the requirements. So you could use things like that for those scenarios.
Yeah. And I know that schools are reevaluating their entrance exams, you know, what's required. We obviously provide training in IELTS. So go over and find the IELTS Energy podcast. That is a great resource if you're getting ready to take the test. But there are other resources if you need to take TOEFL or Duolingo English test. You know, there are places you can go to get trained and prepped for these things. Okay, guys. So you're not on your own. That's the key, right? But I think, Michelle, if you have the dream, the motivation, you're going to do fine. You know, if you surround yourself with the right people, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Put your mind to it and you can do anything. It's true though.
Yeah. Any other takeaway for today before we finish up the episode? Any final thoughts?
Yeah,
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say it depends on what you're learning for. What is the purpose of you practicing your English? Is it a little bit more for fun? Is it for social interaction? Is it for a job? You know, we have to think about those contexts. And don't be afraid to ask if you're not sure. And then also that piece Lindsay mentioned about surrounding yourself with people who are open-minded, who are willing to, who don't feel like you need to be perfect all the time, because that actually is going to hinder your fluency, in my opinion.
Yeah. And I think we put up these blocks in our minds. We put up these blocks I can do this with what I have, my level of fluency, but I couldn't do this. So I'm going to put up a brick wall between me and the thing I really want to do, the level at which I want to operate. Right. Yeah. I mean, so an example of a little bit of an analogy here is the types of people we interview here on this show. We're looking to up our game, interview more famous people, right? So there's an author that I'll be interviewing that this episode will be coming out in the next few months. And he was just on MSNBC last week.
Ooh.
Okay. He's going to be on All Ears English very soon. Now, I'm a native speaker of English. It's a little bit different, but it's not, because I also sometimes have the block in my head, not for language, but for different things. Oh, that wouldn't be suitable for that kind of high profile author. Actually, his topic is exactly what we talk about every day on this show. And he's a perfect guest. He wrote back to me right away and said, I'd love to.
Wow. Nice. That's exciting.
Your level of what's possible changes in your mind. So I want to encourage our listeners, if you're at that party, you know, there's that person, maybe they're a icon in your field of study, your industry, go right up to them. There's nothing stopping you. There's no block there. You put that brick wall up for yourself so you can take it down. Okay.
Oh my gosh. What an inspiring way to end it. That was beautiful. Beautifully said, Lindsay. Thank you. That's absolutely right, guys. So thank you so much for listening today. Thank you for that question. That was a deep question. And I'm glad we got to really explore it today. So guys, you can do it.
All right. Good stuff, guys. Hit follow if you love our philosophy of connection, not perfection. This is it right here. All right, Michelle. I'll see you in the next one.
All right. Bye.
You take care. Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.